Welcome, everybody. We are in the last segment of this week, and it is my favorite because it's positivity that we all need. And I'm always joined by my good friend and colleague here at Civic Media, Terry Barr, for a little bit of what's good, local, and overlooked in Wisconsin. Welcome, Terry.
Hello, Maggie, and hello to all. I have my flag, or my towel, I guess I should say, from the Brewers win on Monday night.
On Monday.
I believe
in
them.
I just said Tuesday with Jamie, but it was Monday. All these days are just running together.
Well, the games have been late, and I think we're all tired.
Yes, absolutely.
But let me tell you this. There is going to be something new for all of us to cheer for next year. The first and only women's professional soccer team is coming to Wisconsin, and they're going to kick off in Madison next May. This is so exciting. Now, I talked with team owner Connor Kaloya, and he's also a partner in the men's professional team already in Madison. And here's kind of how he explains this good news for us.
Since we launched the men's side forward in 2019, we knew when we launched that team, we wanted to bring women's soccer here. And over the last 10, 15 years, pro soccer and soccer at the spectator level in the U.S. has really evolved quickly. You know, if you look back 15 years ago, there's maybe 40, 50 pro teams in the U.S. Now there's about 150 on the men's side. There's 23 women's pro teams, and that's quickly growing. So we've wanted to do this for a long time. The game continues to evolve. We didn't want to be on the sidelines any longer and really excited to have women's soccer here. We'll launch with a pre-professional team next May and play at Breeze. And then I think as the women's game continues to grow, we hope to grow with it. Best soccer in the world on the women's side is played here in the U.S. That's why we're so excited to get on the women's side.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so exciting.
Isn't this wonderful? Now get this. Connor says 20,000 kids right now play soccer in just the southern part of Wisconsin. But they also are finding that a lot of kids get left behind because it can be an expensive sport to play. There's travel involved, even at a young age. So here's something that they are going to do as part of the women's program. They are starting a foundation. And when the women kick off next spring, this foundation is going to give away $90,000 worth of scholarship money to get more kids and give them, you know, the ability to be able to play soccer.
That's amazing.
Isn't that what? I mean, this is good news. And, you know, I also want to reference something that Connor talks about. They don't have enough coaches, of course. They don't have enough referees that actually know the game of soccer. So that's step they're going to take, and they're going to be doing this across the entire state. I love this so much and happy to share this news with you, Maggie.
Absolutely. They're in sport, right?
Yes.
There are all sorts of access limitations for kids that don't come from families that can afford, frankly, just even baseline equipment, the fees to play on these teams. And it is so different than when you and I grew up, Terry, right? Like it used to be you could join a rec league. There'd be a team that you could join. Very cheap. Those still exist. But for kids that are especially talented or have particular interests, like these traveling teams, you got to buy like three different uniform sets and all the different colors. It's thousands and thousands of dollars to get your kid all over the place. And we haven't even talked about the one-on-one specialized coaching and the clinics and the camps. It's so expensive.
Yeah. And one thing Connor mentions too, just because you can afford to send your kid, make sure it's something your kid wants to do, especially when there might be all these other children that want to play and can't afford to. But now if there's going to be scholarship money out there for some of these kids, there needs to be room on a team for them to play as well.
Yeah, that's a big deal. I was very lucky when I was growing up in that I did enjoy sports. I played a lot of different sports. But legitimately, my parents were very hands-off about the whole thing. It was kind of like, well, if you want to do that and you enjoy it, like, that's great. And if you don't, you know, that's all right, too. And for folks that might be around my age from the Milwaukeeland area, like, my great claim to fame in my hoops career was the fact that the very famous former coach of the Lady Popes, the Pi XI, Pius the 11th High School, Joel Klassen, one of the winningest coaches in all of high school basketball history, men's or women's, thought about or approached me to come play with Pius when I was coming out of eighth grade.
I think
most parents today would have been like, yeah, you're going into that program. Right. And my folks were like, well, do you want to even go to high school at Pius? Like, you want to play basketball basically all year round and that's the only thing you do? And the answer for me was no. Yeah. I didn't really want to make that the only sport I ever played. And as it turned out for me, by the time I was a senior in high school, I had decided I needed to step back from basketball, that I needed a break between sports seasons, and I decided to go full bore into theater. And to this day, I'm so thankful that my parents didn't apply that pressure on me to, like, be the best that you can be in this sport, yes. And you got to do it. It was such a relief for me. And as it turned out, I was able to find my other sport love that I had never played until I got to college, which was rugby, and we ended up winning a national championship in women's rugby. Yes. May 5th, 1997, Marquette women won a national championship. And the next day, I have to tell you this part, we flew home that day from Pennsylvania. We were playing at Penn State, came home. My dad gave me a couple of Ben Franklin, said, go have fun. And I had an accounting final exam the next morning. And my dad said to me, Maggie, just guess C. Thank you so much, Terry Barr. Have a blessed and safe and happy weekend. Same to each and every one of you. Go crew. Thanks for the folks on Facebook saying yes and YouTube saying the crew's got it. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it's always better when we stand together for the Milwaukee Brewers.